Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturday afternoons at 1 from WEHC at Emory and Henry University and WISE in Wise, Virginia. Wombats and Music is my chance each week to play for you songs I think are extra special and put in something in the middle of the show, a reading, a joke, a story, something that's not a commercial music recording, and I call those odd things wombats. And I have a wombat plan for this show, so be prepared for that. And we're going to start off with Natalie Merchant singing Poor Wayfaring Stranger. I have a preference for some kind of music that I would call Appalachian, old-timey, banjo, a lot of minor keys, and haunting stories. And this one fits it perfectly. This is Natalie Merchant with Poor Wayfaring Stranger. That was Poor Wayfaring Stranger by Natalie Merchant. Next up is a piece called Chicken Truck by John Anderson. And if I had to name a genre for this, it would be country music absurd and ridiculous. But it also has some wonderful music, heavy rhythm, wonderful instruments playing. This is Chicken Truck by John Anderson.
Well, it was morning when I left Alabama. Yet it must have been around in mid-July. I got behind a chicken truck from Georgia, and the feathers was flying like snow out of the sky. I couldn't get up the speed enough to pass him, and the funny smell was getting close to me. And something keeps on messing up my windshield, and the further I go, the harder it gets to see. I say, yeah, chicken truck, behind it I'm stuck. Chicken truck, it's just my luck. Chicken truck, on Highway 65, yeah. Oh, well, the hens are squawking and the roosters are crowing. He's slowing me down and I need to keep going. Chicken truck, on Highway 65, yeah. Tennessee. He had a box of Colonel Sanders on his dashboard. Well, he was eating fried chicken and a throwing the bones on me. Yeah, chicken truck, behind it I'm stuck. Chicken truck, just my luck. Chicken truck, on Highway 65, yeah. Well, the hens are squawking and the roosters are crowing. He's slowing me down and I need to keep going. Chicken truck on Highway 65, yeah.
Chicken Truck by John Anderson. This is a song from the 60s with a haunting kind of feel to it. For what it's worth, there's something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. Yeah, there's a little warning right before you start. What it's worth.
Something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with the gun over there telling me I got to beware. Think it's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Nobody's right,
nobody's
everybody's
right.
Everybody's wrong,
everybody's wrong.
Young people speak in their minds,
young people speak in their
getting
minds.
So much resistance
from behind now.
Stop, hey, what's that sound?
Everybody look what's going down. What's going down?
What a field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street singing songs, carrying signs, mostly say hooray for our sign. Time we stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Going down. What's going down?
Tell me, baby, what's going down?
Paranoia strikes deep into your life, it will creep. It always starts when you're afraid. Step out of line, the man comes,
take you away,
take you away. Think it's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound?
What's going down?
Next up is a piece that I want to talk about, the banjo playing. I often mention there's clawhammer style versus three-finger style, and this one is a good example. The first one, the first half of the music is clawhammer, which has a heavy built-in beat. When you strike down with your hand, the way clawhammer goes, you have to sort of get everything in one downstroke. And the second part, the second half, is five-finger picking, or you know, just picking it out nice, clear, so it doesn't have that heavy rhythm, but I think the notes are pretty much the same, or very close. So you can hear the clawhammer versus the other style. Both are wonderful. I love the clawhammer even more, but the other one played well, like this. It's a treat. So this is June Apple, a classic banjo fiddle tune. Yeah. Thank you. That was June Apple, played clawhammer and then picking style. Next up is one of my all-time favorites, Sweet Afton by Nickel Creek. And I've just come up with a new category. I'll call it the five-star song. This is a five-star song. Maybe you only have four stars. Let me go through them for you. The first one is I just love the melody, the actual tune, the flow of notes. It's just delightful to me. The second is there's a fiddle part in there. I'm assuming that's a fiddle. It's hard to distinguish the sound sometimes, but it's just absolutely wonderful, and that's nice. And the next thing is the notes. I think there's a banjo in there, but I'm not sure. It's hard to tell because it's sort of a ruck, ruck sound. Sounds like a banjo being strummed, but I'm almost certain there's a guitar in there. There's definitely a bass fiddle in there, and every one of them is just played brilliantly. And then the last thing is, the fifth star, is the singer's voice. It's just sweet. It's like flowing honey. So this is Nickel Creek doing Sweet Afton.
My Mary and me. No. saw thy crystal stream after a lovely glide, and winds by the cot where my Mary resides. How wanting thy waters, her snowy fillet, as gathering sweet flowerets, she stems I clear away. Gently sweet Afton, among thy green braes, flow gently sweet river, the theme of my lays. My Mary's asleep by thy murmuring stream, so flow gently sweet Afton, disturb not her dream.
That was Sweet Afton by Nickel Creek. Next up is Neon Light by Blake Shelton, and the instrumentation in this blows me away. The whole song blows me away. Neon Light.
It's got me feeling.
That was Neon Light by Blake Shelton. I've been giving long introductions to the songs. This one, I just give you the song. It's a gift from me. Come Thou Fount by Jaden Lavick.
Every blessing, tune my heart to sing thy praise. Streams of mercy never ceasing, call for songs of loudest praise. Teach me some melodious sonnet sung by flaming tongues above. Praise the mountain fixed upon the mount of thy Ebenezer, here by thy great help I've come, and I hope by thy good pleasure safely to arrive at home. 'Cause Jesus saw me when a stranger, wandering from the fold of God. He to rescue me from danger interposed his precious blood. Thy goodness, like a fetter, by my wandering heart to lay. I'm prone to wander, Lord, I fear it. Prone to leave the God I love. Here's my heart, Lord, take and seal it. Seal it for thy courts above.
That was Come Thou Fount by Jaden Lavick. It's time to tell you who we are and what we're doing. You're listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baia. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday night to 7 and Saturday afternoons at 1 from WEHC at Emory and Henry University and WISE in Wise, Virginia. It's my chance each week to play for you songs that I think will reach out and grab you sometimes, and also to put in things that I call wombats, which are other than commercial recordings, recording a story. And this is a story about the next wombat. I was at a conference one week in the Atlantic Ocean on an island called Star Island, and there was a famous economist there. His name was Kenneth Boulding, and at the talent show, he read a poem, and this is the poem he read. It's called Albert and the Lion.
By Marriott Edgar, recited by Kenneth Boulding. There's a famous seaside place called Blackpool that's noted for fresh air and fun. And Mr. and Mrs. Ramsbottom went there with young Albert, their son. A grand little lad was young Albert, all dressed in his best, quite a swell, with a stick with an horse's head handle, the finest that Woolworths could sell. They didn't think much to the ocean. The waves, they was fiddling and small. There was no wrecks and nobody drowned. In fact, nothing to laugh at all. So seeking for further amusement, they paid and went into the zoo, where they lions and tigers and camels and old ale and sandwiches too. There were one great big lion called Wallace. His nose was all covered with scars. He lay in a somnolent posture with the side of his face on the bars. Now Albert had heard about lions, how they was ferocious and wild. To see Wallace lying so peaceful, why, it didn't seem right to the child. So straightway, the brave little fellow, not showing a morsel of fear, took his stick with his horse's head handle and pushed it in Wallace's ear. You could see that the lion didn't like it, but giving a kind of a roar, he pulled Albert in the cage with him and swallowed the little lad whole. And Paul, who had seen the occurrence, and didn't know what to do next, said, "Mother, yon lion's at Albert." And Mother said, "Well, I am vexed." Then Mr. and Mrs. Ramsbottom, quite rightly, when all said and done, complained to the animal keeper that the lion had eaten their son. The keeper was quite nice about it. He said, "Oh, what a nasty mishap. Are you sure it's your boy that he's eaten?" Paul said, "Am I sure? There's his cap." The manager had to be sent for. He came and he said, "What's to do?" Paul said, "Yon lion's et, Albert, and him in his Sunday clothes too." Then Mother said, "Right's right, young fella. I think it's a shame and a sin for a lion to go and eat Albert and after we paid to come in." The manager wanted no trouble. He took out his purse right away, saying, "How much to settle the matter?" And Paul said, "What do you usually pay?" The mother had turned a bit awkward when she thought where her Albert had gone, and said, "No, somebody's got to be summoned." So that were decided upon, and off they went to police station in front of magistrate chap, and told him what happened to Albert, and proved it by showing his cap. The magistrate gave his opinion that, no one was really to blame, and said that he hoped the Ramsbottoms would have further sons to their name. And that mother got proper blazing. "And thank you, sir, kindly," said she, "what waste all our lives raising children to feed ruddy lions, not me."
That was Albert and the Lion, read by Kenneth Boulding. And I liked it so much that I memorized it, and I even learned his accent a little bit. There's a famous seaside place called Blackpool that's noted for fresh air and fun. So that's me doing Albert and the Lion like Kenneth Boulding. Next up is St. James Infirmary, New Orleans Swamp Donkeys Traditional Jazz Band. And I think that's the perfect name for this kind of band and this kind of music. This is St. James Infirmary.
Do-ga-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do- down to the St. James Infirmary. I saw my baby there. She was stretched out on a long white table. So sweet, just so cold, so fair. Now let her go, let her go. God bless her.
If the devil don't catch her,
wherever she may be, babe, she gonna look this wide world over, yeah. She ain't never gonna find a sweet trumpet player just like me, Brad. Now when die, I want the best mausoleum on the block. I want the best second life bands in town, yeah. I want six white mules pulling my wagon down the street, yeah. So all my boys and the swamp donkeys, they'll know I died standing fast. Hidey, hidey, hidey.
Hidey, hidey,
hidey. Hidey, 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 hidey,
hidey.
Hidey, 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 hidey. Zigga da twa da da.
That was St. James Infirmary, by the New Orleans Swamp Donkeys Traditional Jazz Band. The next song is Oh Darlin' by the O'Kanes, and I'll let it tell you its story and show you what it's got.
I still look the way I look, I still talk the way I talk, I still dress the way I dress, I don't understand, oh, darling, why don't you care for me no more, oh, darling, I still think of what I think, I still do what I do, I still am what I am, I don't understand, oh, darling, why don't you care for me no more, oh, darling, I still love what I love. I still want what I want. I don't understand. Oh, darling, why don't you care for me no more? Oh, darling. Oh,
Oh Darlin' by the O'Kanes. Next up is 16th Avenue by Lacey J. Dalton, and it's a really poignant song. 16th Avenue in Nashville is where the people who play music, you know, folk music and that kind of stuff, and country music, come to be discovered. And they come from all over the world, but especially all over the U.S. Somebody grows up picking a guitar or playing the banjo or fiddle and gets into this stuff deep and goes to Nashville. And this is the story about what happens to them when they get there. It's a tough road, but there's a lot of creativity just flowing around.
From the corners of the country, from the cities and the farms, with years and years of living tucked up underneath their arms, they walk away from everything just to see a dream come true. So God bless the boys who make the noise on 16th Avenue. With a million-dollar spirit and an old flat-top guitar, they drive to town with Foleon in a $100 car. 'Cause one time someone told them about a friend of a friend they knew, who owns, you know, a studio on 16th Avenue. Now some are born to money, they never had to say survive, and others swing 14th Avenue. Oh, but then one night in some empty room where no curtains ever hung, like a miracle, some golden words rolled off of someone's tongue. And after years of being nothing, they're all looking right at you. And then for a while they'll go in style on 16th Avenue. It looks so uneventful, so quiet and discreet. But a lot of lives were changed down on that little one-way street. 'Cause they walk away from everything just to see a dream come true. So God bless the boys who make the noise on 16th Avenue. From the corners of the country, from the cities and the farms, with years and years of living tucked up underneath their arms, they walk away from everything just to sing for me and you.
It was 16th Avenue by Lacey J. Dalton. I often mention that I think my heart is in the of Appalachian music, fiddle and banjo, that sort of thing. But my roots, I must admit, are probably more into folk music. And I grew up really with much more folk music than anything else. And here's a good example. This is the kind of song I like a lot. Plain, Clean, Simple Story. American Stranger by Happy Trom.
This country from America I came. There's no one here that knows me, but yet can tell my name. I landed in this country to wander for a while. Far from my bonnie darling, I'm many a weary mile. I travel this country both early and late. Trials have been many and my hardships have been great. I courted a bonny lass, but she jilted me right plain. Oft times she has denied me, but I'll try her again. Some say I'm rakish, some say that I am wild. Some say I am guilty, the lass is to beguile. But I'll prove them lying folk if you come along with me and be my lovely darling on the plains of America. Compliments to Nancy who lives on yonder hill. Likewise unto Betsy, she's a lass I like full well. I would give my love to Maggie, she's my heart's delight. I could roll her in my arm for a year long winter's night. For the ship that's on the salt, salt sea may sail without a sail. The little wee wee fishes grow until they turn into muckle whales. In the middle of the ocean they may grow a rowan tree. Before that I prove false to her that's given her love to me. Mm-hmm. Send me word, my darling, and westward I will sail. On a packet out of Leith, my dear, with a swift and a pleasant gale. And when that I am landed, you'll plight your troth with me, and we'll sing and dance together on the plains of America.
That was American Stranger by Happy Trum. The last song on the show today is Me and Bobby McGee, sung by the Highwaymen from 1990. That's 35 years ago. Big stars then, Kris Kristofferson, Johnny Cash, Willie Nelson, and Waylon Jennings. Me and Bobby McGee.
Busted flat in Baton Rouge, heading for a train, feeling nearly faded as my jeans. Bobby thumbed the diesel down just before rain, took us all away to New Orleans. I pulled my harpoon out of my dirty red bandana. I was blowing sad while Bobby sang the blues. With them windshield wipers slapping time and Bobby clapping hands, we finally sang up every song that driver knew. Freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing ain't worth nothing, but it's free. Feeling good was easy road when Bobby sang the blues. Feeling good was good enough for me. Good enough for me and Bobby McGee. Of Kentucky to the California sun, Bobby shared the secrets of my soul. Standing right beside the Lord through everything I've done, every night she'd keep me from the cold.
And then one day near Salinas, Lord, I let her slip away, searching for the home I hope she'll find. And I trade all my tomorrows for one single yesterday, holding Bobby's body close to mine. Freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing ain't worth nothing, but it's free. That was good enough for me and Waylon and Johnny and Willie. Good enough for me and Bobby McGee.
I'm gonna love it, monkey.
Nothing ain't worth nothing, but it's free.
This is Harry Baya and Wombats and Music. Please join me in celebrating most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.